the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the program. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara, PCB Financial Group. We are always so happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dana Wright. And if you're wondering what retirement might look like, how, when, can you, maybe should you, all of those things we go over on this program each week. I want to remind everyone the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. As we get started, you can text book into the body of that text at 1-800-880-8079, and we will send you a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And how are we doing this week, Peter?
Oh, we're doing great. We have a great show ahead of us, so make sure you're tuning in and staying tuned in, because we might even hand out some free copies of the book.
Aha! It's hard to believe fourth quarter will be here before we know it. Let's talk about what the next few months could bring in terms of the economy, how economic pressures like inflation and tax increases affect your retirement. I want to start with inflation, Peter, Social Security, healthcare, and the 4% rule. We hear a lot about that darn 4% rule. I want to know, what does that mean? And is it even silly to be talking about that in today's economy?
You know, the 4% rule is actually pretty interesting. Now, we have to understand that there's a lot of rules around the 4% rule, right? But we need to understand that the 4% rule came out many, many, many years ago. Actually, over 20 years ago, the 4% rule came out. And they simply say that you could take 4% out of your portfolio and your money should last roughly between 80 and 90% of the time. Now, obviously, we know it's not 100%.
Right.
It's not guaranteed. It's not going to be a for sure thing. But we have to understand that we talk about it today because it has to do with a percentage that could come out of your portfolio that's comfortable. And believe it or not, right now, when you are taking out your required minimum distributions, if you happen to be 72 or older, you're going to be taking out fairly close to that 4% in the beginning stages and way beyond 4% in the later stages in life.
So this is the real thing. So 4% might work in the beginning, but isn't going to get most people to the finish line, maybe in their 90s and beyond. And let's skip down to healthcare. There are estimates that most retirees will spend more than $300,000 just on healthcare. Again, that's another estimate that can vary from person to person, but that estimate represents years of Medicare, Medigap premiums. You could get a big number if you added up your property taxes or rental payments even for the next 30 years as well. It gets very, very expensive. The first 10 years, you're probably traveling and spending the money, which is, of course, what this is designed to do. We want you to have fun, live your life, but we cannot ignore the booming healthcare costs down the road, Peter.
Yeah, and you know what? This is actually pretty interesting because you have to understand something. The Medicare premiums that are coming out, there is a possibility, okay? And everyone's different, all right? But there's a possibility that that can change in the future. And what I mean by that is if your income happens to really go up because of those future additional income needs, such as inflation adjustments, required minimum distributions that you built up over time in those retirement accounts, if you happen to show too much income, those Medicare premiums are actually going to go higher and higher. So there is a time and place in regards to when you are reviewing these things. You have to review your income needs at all times. You have to review your healthcare future projection cost and, of course, what those Medicare premiums are at the current time as well as the near future.
You know, there's a story out this week from MarketWatch that said there are too many people in America really underestimating their retirement needs. And healthcare might be one of them. What do you tell your clients as far as a percentage rule that they should aim to try and replace? It's likely not going to be 100% after you retire and leave, corporate America or what have you. Should people aim to replace 70%, 80%, or some other percentage, Peter, of their pre-retirement income? And then remind people, is that gross income or pre-retirement spending? We got to get into that too.
Yeah. Now, so look, a lot of professionals say replacing 70 or even 80% may be enough. But if you want your lifestyle to remain unchanged, then you probably need to look right around replacing 100% of your pre-retirement income. Now, keep in mind, Social Security, that probably covers roughly right around 40% of that. Okay, but everybody's different. Everyone has different kinds of income when it comes to Social Security income. But that is kind of the ballpark where you want to stay. Now, also keep in mind that that's right now figures, right now projections, right now percentage points, right?
Yep.
If you want to replace and make sure your lifestyle is consistent. Well, keep in mind, what happens in 10 years from now? What happens in 20 years from now? Because on average, with normal inflation rates, 20 years from now, on average, a lot of things double, right? So you might need even more income down the road. This is why reviewing your projections now, next year, and so on and so forth is so important to make sure you really are on track.
So there are multiple surveys that say spending does decline later in retirement with respect to fund spending. When you are budgeting, Peter, you know, those first 10 years are the most expensive as far as traveling. Maybe you go out on a boat for 6 months of the year, you're playing golf, you're traveling around the world. The author of this MarketWatch study said that he has been retired for 12 years and their spending hasn't fallen, but we've got inflation and expensive stuff keeps happening. I mean, God forbid you are in a car wreck or have some other major medical need, or we talk about this all the time, Peter, you have adult children coming back saying, now we need help if there's a divorce or something like that in the family. It's good to plan for all of those things. We know that for a 65-year-old man today, life expectancy is age 84. And so that's more time, of course, with your family and your loved ones, but it's also more time for things like inflation and unexpected stuff to happen.
Absolutely. And what if that 84 winds up being 90, winds up being 95? Now you need even more income, right? So unfortunately, there's good and bad as you go through this journey of retirement. But we're hoping that there's a lot more good. And what I mean by that is, look, in your early stages, like you said, you're going to be the most active. You're probably going to be spending the most money. You're so excited. You're entering this journey of your life, the first stage of your retirement. And you're checking off all those bucket lists, right? And as you slow down because you're aging over time, you could be making sure you're eating healthier, you're exercising. So maybe you do happen to live past that average 84 and it happens to be 90 or luckily 95, give or take. But you need to understand something, that your cost will slightly go up. Whether it's if you buy the same things over time, that's fine. But you do have inflation, right? And then if you become ill because of your age down the road, then you're going to have increase in healthcare cost, right? So there's a balance here, right? But the costs will continue to slowly rise in the future.
So if you're listening right now and you don't have an income strategy, we talk about that every single week on the program. Now is the time. Peter can help you create a budget, figure out truly how much you will need for retirement, and not just a retirement, the retirement you've been dreaming about. Peter, you can help them uncover the main risks posing a threat to retirement: inflation, stock market volatility, tax increases, skyrocketing health costs. You can learn about options for generating income in retirement, a very important question that people have. And then also, how do you keep that current standard of living? And I want to remind people, Peter, it's complimentary to do the analysis. So if people are listening and they don't have an income strategy, it's very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. Gather up your stuff and give Peter a call. 1-800-880-8079. Go to PCBfinancial.com, PCBfinancial.com for help with all of those very important questions and more. And Peter, it doesn't matter where people are in their stage of life. You help people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s.
Absolutely. And you know what? I actually have 7 books left for today's show.
Oh,
so there we're
going to
give out a couple of books. So only the first, I guess, 7 callers, because I got seven books. The next couple of callers call in, leave a message. I'm not going to answer the phone because we're doing a show. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or you could text us into the show. But either way, request a copy of the book. We can have a 5-minute, 15-minute phone call, conversation over the phone or over Zoom. But if you want a copy of my complimentary book, give us a call at 1-800-880-8079.
What would you say your average, is there an average client age where they first come to you and say, I think I need help?
Yeah, I see a lot of between 55 and 62 is a sweet spot.
Yep.
That's a sweet spot. And these are people are saying, Peter, I'm now a lot more awake than I used to be.
A lot more aware.
I'm aware. I want to make sure my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted. So am I on track? Does this make sense? What can I do? Are there any possible tweaks that I can make to make these things stronger? And then there are people saying, Peter, I'm going to retire in a year. Let's get the financial house in order. You know, yep. I don't want to do it tomorrow. Believe it or not, I do have some folks that say, Peter, I just retired 2 weeks ago.
Can you help me?
And that's fine. But I would really love to give us a little bit more room, right? A little bit more room. And it makes it fun, you know. But if you haven't had the chance, I get it. Life happens. You know, life happens. Believe it or not, I've been talking to somebody for 2 years now. And 2 years ago, they were supposed to retire. Wow. 2 years ago. And we're still talking. We're still doing this together. We still communicate. And now we're just finalizing things in order. But well, 2 years ago.
You know this, Peter, the pandemic changed a lot of stuff for a lot of people. And some people retired too early. And sure. We are seeing some of them return. Unretire and return into the workforce because maybe they don't think their money's going to last. And whoops, I miscalculated and need to get back in the game and squirrel away some money so that I can have the retirement I want. You know, it's been a crazy time. I even said this to my husband last night. What a crazy time we are all living in. And so if you have questions, don't be embarrassed. If you feel like you're in your late 50s, 60s, and you haven't even started, don't be embarrassed. There is always time. But again, Peter would prefer that you don't call and say, I did this 2 weeks ago. Can you help me? give him a call now, 800-880-8079, or check him out on the web, pcbfinancial.com. Text book into the body of that text, by the way, that 800-880-8079. And for 7 of you, we are going to ship out quickly a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We're back with much more straight ahead.
As the weather warms, the open roads begin to beckon. If you've been getting the itch to travel, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you have enough saved to keep the winds of adventure blowing in retirement.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Dana Wright. Peter Bambara here, as always, president of PCB Financial Advisory Group. I want to remind everybody the website, pcbfinancial.com. You will find a wealth of information there, including under the media tab. You can see all kinds of stuff that we've talked about in the past, Peter. And the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. For seven of you today, we will ship out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And it's no fun to talk about taxes, Peter, but at some point we got to do it. And now is as good a time as any. There are tax professionals and others who say you really need 70 to 80% at least of your pre-retirement income to live comfortably during retirement. I think you would say more. We've talked about that before. I mean, if you can aim for 100, great. What do you need to know specifically about the tax brackets in retirement? I've always wondered this, Peter. If your bracket was high when you were working, is it as high when you are retired?
That's a great question. So I want to bring you back in time, okay? Now, yeah. Most importantly, when it comes to this area, always make sure you're talking to a licensed accountant to get any further details on this. We can share with you the basics of it, but obviously we are not accountants and we can provide one also by special request. But simply sharing this with you, remember many, many, many years ago, you opened this retirement account and they said, hey, you could put up to a certain dollar amount every year. Some companies may even match you because they're so generous. And then you'll get a nice tax deduction today. And then when you retire later on, you're going to probably be in a much lower tax bracket, okay?
Okay.
Well, obviously, we know that is not true. And if you happen to ask 10 people, probably 9.5 of them will tell you that is also not true, right?
Yeah.
So we call this the dinosaur of investing, okay? Investment strategies have worked many, 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 many years ago, unfortunately, are not working today. Right. And if some of you who are working, you probably have noticed that they start to implement Roth IRAs inside of your 401ks.
Yeah. My company just did that this year. They had never offered that until this year.
There you go. The reason behind it is because they know the issues and the tax burden that's being built over time because people happen to be either at the same level of a tax bracket or possibly higher, right? Now, why is this? Well, you're working, okay?
Yeah.
You're used to this lifestyle for the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You're used to this lifestyle, and you want this consistent income to come in pretty much for your lifestyle and the rest of your life. Well, when your income stops, where is your income coming from, right? Whether it's Social Security, which is taxable, right? For some, not for all, for most. Then you got pension income, which is, right, taxable.
Yeah.
And then you have money coming from, let's say, retirement accounts, which is also income tax, right, which is taxable. So depending upon your lifestyle, depending upon what kind of tax strategy you have put in place already, a good majority of your income is probably going to be taxed. You know, now we're trying our best to stay general here for the show because everybody's different, right? But for most folks and most people we speak to, they're in this little bit dilemma because they see that they're paying a lot of taxes. Now, every state's different. We're here in the Jersey state, and we know a lot of areas in Jersey, the taxes are pretty high.
Yeah.
And we tend to see people leave the states because of this reason. But yes, tax planning is a real thing. So if you're able to do any kind of tax planning, hopefully before you retire, but if you're retired, we have advanced strategies. Tax planning is real. And we'll probably talk about some tax-free options probably in a little bit, right?
Yeah. So remind people, traditional IRAs and 401ks, Peter, work differently because you get that tax break up front when you make the contributions. It's important to remember when you take that money out, the government's going to want its money. And so correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, here. Roth accounts make sense if you believe your taxes will be higher in retirement because those are taxed up front and not in the end, correct?
Yeah, correct. So depending upon your income, some people can do a Roth IRA because of income purposes. If you go past a certain limit, you're not allowed to do it. Now, you could do what's called backdoor conversions, and we could talk about that another time. You're able to pay some tax now based on your qualified retirement accounts and then convert them into the Roth IRA. So that's also another possibility. But again, it works for some. It doesn't work for all. This is why we talk about this complimentary conversation. We talk about this analysis review, the modern money blueprint. We do this complimentary to see if you're able to make any kind of possible changes now so you can thank your future self by possibly lowering your tax burden.
1-800-880-8079. And Peter, let's talk a little bit about the required minimum distribution withdrawals. Right now, those start at age 72. The R in RMDs stands for required. And how does that factor into your tax bracket? I mean, do you counsel, I guess it's going to be different for everyone, to push that off as far as your required minimum distribution as long as you can? Or do you want people taking that as soon as they can?
So this actually is a great conversation because a lot of people understand this, but so many people are confused by it.
Yeah.
So what I mean by this is you have to give retirement accounts attention, okay? You have to give retirement accounts attention. So pretty much ask yourself this question. Do you want to be in charge or do you want someone else to be in charge of your money? That's really what it is.
Yeah.
If you want to be in charge of your money, if you want control, you have to understand your options, right? So the basics that you would probably know in general are, okay, today it's 72. It used to be 70 and a half. And it's probably going to change in the near future because they're talking about increasing that 72. But let's just, for this conversation, stick with 72 because it is 72 today. So 72 comes. You have required minimum distribution. If you happen to forget, shame on you. It's a 50% penalty right now.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
50%. Okay. Can you imagine a 50% penalty? Then you still have to pay taxes and still have to take out the required minimum distribution you were supposed to take out. Wow. So that's a penalty right there and then. So we cannot neglect this, but you can make any kind of possible changes beforehand. So you know exactly or some kind of an idea of what will come out when you get to 72. And believe it or not, it's almost 4%, almost 4% as of right now today. Not exactly 4, it's almost 4. It's very close to it of what you have to pull out. And it's based upon the value of the previous year, okay? Now, we know that will change every single year because the markets will go up and down, they'll fluctuate. And if you happen to do some kind of conversions beforehand and start doing some tax strategy planning beforehand, this is all going to help you. But you need to understand this. This is not just affecting the income, right? Based upon taxes that you're taking out on the on our retirement accounts, the RMD. This is affecting what you will be spending on taxation or how much of your Social Security is going to be taxed. This affects everything, okay? Yeah. So you can ignore it. And when it comes, you'll probably spend more money on taxes because of the income, the amount of money that's come out of required minimum distributions. It'll probably also help you, not really help you, but it'll help you pay more taxes if you enjoy it on your Social Security income. So most of your benefits will start to go towards Uncle Sam. And then if you happen to show way too much money because you have multiple seven figures in your retirement accounts, what does that say to Medicare premiums? Am I right?
Oh, so absolutely.
This is what I'm talking about when it comes to the retirement puzzle. The retirement puzzle, everything has to come together and connect, okay? This connection or communication is a real thing. If it's not connecting, it's just messy. And now you're just paying Uncle Sam more money, less income from Social Security, more premium, Medicare premiums coming out because of Medicare, because of too much income. So all of these things can come together so you have a real blueprint in place so you're maximizing your wealth.
I didn't realize this, Peter. Roth accounts, of course, are a wise investment. And if you believe your taxes will be higher in retirement, they're especially a wise investment. There are limits to how much you can deposit into one. And I did not know this. Individuals who earn more than $144,000 a year in 2022 do not qualify for a Roth IRA. And if you are part of a married couple filing jointly, the income limits in 2022 are $214,000. I had no idea they capped that based on income.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all contributions. So you might be saying to yourself, oh, I can't do it, right?
Right.
Well, there are ways around it. And we have something called the back door, right? The back door of conversion. So kindly, basically what this means is, and I'll keep this pretty simple. There's a number of different backdoor versions here. But to keep this very simple, one, depend upon your income. Two, depend upon how much you can show without going to the next possible tax bracket. And three, does it make sense and will it make a difference in the future? So what you could do is instead of a contribution towards a Roth, you can actually do what's called convert.
Yeah.
And you could take a small dollar amount if it's comfortable with proper communication with your accountant, of course, to make sure this is making sense to you. And you want to see how much of a difference it will actually make down the road with taxes being paid up front right away and also growth in between the mix. So you can take a portion of whatever you're comfortable with that would make sense from your IRAs, pay the taxes now. There's no tax deduction. You're paying taxes now from those qualified accounts. And whatever dollar amount you're going to put towards a Roth, that's basically up to you, but you're paying the taxes right away. And we call that the back door way. So there's a number of different ways to do it on the back door conversions, but it's a possibility that you can actually do it.
So let's talk a little bit about the hardship withdrawal. I know people listening have done it. I know you counsel heavily against it. There are a handful of very narrow penalty-free withdrawals due to a hardship distribution, if you can show like an immediate and heavy financial need. Cost to avoid eviction is one of them. Funeral expenses is one of them, where the IRS would let you take a hardship distribution, and then you have to prove that you use the monies for those things, Peter. But I know you would counsel people heavily against taking that money out early.
Yeah, so we have to understand options, right? That should be like the last resort, right?
Yes.
Especially when it comes to your retirement savings, right? So, and this is why I talk about this all the time in regards to emergency planning, right? When I talk to folks, I want to say 4 out of 10 have an emergency fund. And that's not a lot. And this is so important. An emergency fund is simply as is. It's an emergency, right?
Right?
But people say to me, oh, yeah, but Peter, it's not earning anything. Look, it's not designed really to earn as much. It's there for liquidity. It's there for emergencies. It's there for so you don't have to interrupt your other successful investments. It's there so you don't have to swipe a credit card and stop paying fees that are unnecessary. It's there for an emergency and liquidity. That is it. Not designed to give you double-digit returns or to make you happy at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
It's there to make you feel comfortable so you're in a little bit more control. But again, everyone's different, but you should be increasing your emergency funds. And I like to say at a minimum, comfortably for most folks, it's up to 6 months of monthly expenses. And some from really, really nervous or conservative people, I say 12 months.
Woo, that's a
so
lot of money. But it's one of the
a lot
things,
of money, for sure.
One of the things
for
you're going to learn and one of the things you're going to talk about when you sit down with Peter. 1-800-880-8079, everyone. 1-800-880-8079. We're back with much more straight ahead.
The check engine light is on in Washington. But politicians keep driving the car as if nothing is happening. There it is again. It's Social Security. A new government report says the Social Security Trust Fund could run out by the year 2035. If that happens, it could cause all beneficiaries to take a 20% cut to their benefits. What does that mean for you? When should you start taking benefits? When should your spouse? And how can you get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to? Learn more about your options by setting up a visit with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial. Peter can help you get the most out of your Social Security benefits. Call now, 1-800-880-8079. To set up your visit with Peter Bambara, 1-800-880-8079. Find out how to get every dollar of Social Security you're entitled to. That's 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. I'm your host, Dana Wright. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara, president of the PCB Financial Group. And Peter, one of the buzzwords we keep hearing, and I don't know if it's a good buzzword or a bad buzzword, but one of the buzzwords around the economy right now is the unretirement becoming this hot new trend because the U.S. labor market is incredible. We know, and this is from a CNBC article, that the level of workers who retired and then came back a year later is running about 3.2%. And that's about where it was, by the way, before the pandemic. And so we have a thriving jobs market. If you're a worker, you have virtually your choice of where to go. Soaring inflation right now, COVID fears coming back. I think there are people who retired that are now rethinking that. And what do you tell your clients about that, Peter? Because I know you do have to be careful with respect to the money that you are earning if you've already taken out things like Social Security, but it's kind of a good time to get back in if people are looking for a hobby, if they just want to kill time. What do you think about unretirement?
You know what? It's not a bad thing, right? And for some, when they enter retirement, they actually go into a shock period. And this shock period is like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with myself? They go into a possible depression because they've been working over 40 years or 50 years, and now yes, they're not working anymore. They want to figure out what to do. Look, it's not a terrible thing to do something part-time, okay? And if you happen to find something, like what I hear situations where people say to me, Peter, I'm going to work part-time because I want to keep myself busy, and I'm going to be working in an industry that I actually always loved, yes, but the reason why I never did it, because it never really paid that well.
Right.
But being in retirement, if I don't necessarily really, really need the income, making an extra couple of bucks because of an area or a hobby I love doing doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. And have you seen – how bad is the hiring crisis in your neck of the woods, Peter, when it comes to things like lunch ladies, school bus drivers? In the Kansas City area, they are offering $2,000 to $5,000 in incentives just to get people to come out of retirement and drive a school bus. Now, I know that's not going to be for everybody. You would have to pay me $1 trillion to drive a school bus. I honestly, there's not enough money in the world because I think that would be a very tough job. But they have actually asked in our area, please, if you are thinking about coming out of retirement, we will bonus you. We will pay you. It's only, a couple hours in the morning and maybe a couple hours in the afternoon, because the labor market is so crazy right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're actually hearing that right now. And it really is amazing. I really don't know what it's really all about. But the labor market right now, we haven't seen something like this in decades. But there are certain areas and industries that just people are just not willing to work in, which, okay, that's fine. And then there are other industries where people would love to do it part-time. But you know what it is? I'm hearing a lot of, Peter, I want to be able to make my own schedule. I don't want full-time. I don't want 5 days a week.
Right.
Which is fine. And if you're retired or semi-retired, that's it makes sense. I mean, you were working, pretty much 40, 50 years for five days a week. And I get it. If you want to work maybe Mondays and Wednesdays, or Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, or whatever the case may be. But yes, Dana, we're hearing that like clockwork.
So remind people, though, you do have to be a little careful with respect to the amount of money you are bringing in if you have already taken things like Social Security. What are some of the rules about that?
Yes. Okay. So look, everybody is different when it comes to Social Security planning, right? If you're filing single, it's different income need, income limits. If you're filing married, it's different income limits. So there are limits as to what you want to be careful with, because don't forget, and I get this question a lot in regards to people who are working full time, should they take their Social Security? And I tell them, oh my goodness, that's probably one of the worst things right. that you can actually do. And they come to me and say, well, Peter, I'm nervous that I might not get my break-even point, or my longevity might not be that long. And again, everyone's different, right? But that's one of the things I really, really do not like. If you're working full-time still and you're collecting Social Security, all you're really doing is just paying more taxes now.
Paying more taxes.
Right? Especially if you don't need the income. You're just paying more taxes. So you want to make sure you're properly communicating with me and also your accountant professional when it comes to the taxation portion of this. Because yes, if you do show too much income, right? There is a good possibility you could be spending more money on taxes and less income coming from Social Security. Okay. So that could be one.
You had mentioned depression in the beginning, and I'm glad that you talked about this, because we're all so much more open about talking about mental health care struggles. And I think a lot of the attention, and probably rightfully so, has been directed toward teenagers, people in their, you know, 40s and 50s when you've got the mortgage and kids through college. But there is a very real conversation to be had about the mental health issues in retirement. And one of the things I've read, and this was actually from BetterHelp.com, says that if you are depressed in retirement, they've studied this, it is more prevalent in people when there is a lack of preparation. Because on top of everything else, you are feeling like you have lost control over your finances, where your life is headed. And I know that you have these conversations with clients. Peter, it is so important to prepare just for the mental health aspect of retirement.
Absolutely.
How are you going to fill your days? You know, I think we spend a lot of time talking about the financial arm of retirement, and that is so important. But I think there are people that once they are retired, they're like, I didn't think that it would be like this.
You're absolutely correct. And well, believe it or not, for some that I do speak to, they do say to me, Peter, I do not miss work. That's fine.
Right. 100%.
Okay. Now, and then the other select few say to me, they do have a small depression, right? They're trying to adapt to this new lifestyle, because look, every day is a Saturday, right? Every day is a Saturday when you retire. So you're not waking up Monday morning because it's a Saturday, right? So what do you do with your week? So you have to, again, create a bucket list or a list of things, or give yourself goals while you're also in retirement. If you just happen to go into retirement and not have a plan, and not just on the financial side, but on the health side, keeping your mind busy, making sure you're going out there and meeting new people or joining clubs,
yes,
or giving yourself a hobby. If you do not have this plan, it can somehow put you towards the depression side. And this is normal. I mean, a lot of people go through this.
Because it is a major life change, Peter.
Absolutely. And you know what? You don't have to work full time in retirement to keep yourself busy. You know, I know people that are working for, well, not really working, but participating, I guess, for charities. Okay.
There you go.
And they donated their time once a week or twice a week.
There you go.
Non-for-profit organizations. And I know so many people that are meeting so many new people, making friends, and they're going out for lunches and dinners, and they traveled, you know, to certain areas, and they belong to clubs. So there are so many things that you can do. And I'm sure in your local area, go online and you can find these groups and these engagements that you may be happy with. And I'm sure there's a list of them. There's got to be dozens of them.
So it's interesting. Anyone listening, and I'm trying to remember what it was on, Peter, it might have been Apple TV, it might have been Netflix. There's a series out there that you can find that a lot of our listeners were saying to me, you've got to watch this, you've got to watch this. And I'm not super into sci-fi stuff, but it's called Severance. And it is a series that explores what our lives would be like if you could truly separate your work life from your home life, okay? And it's a little sci-fi. It's very good. It's very well acted. When I saw Severance, I thought it was about somebody getting fired, and that's not it at all. The show explores what it would be like if you completely flipped a switch, and when you're home, you don't know what it is you do at work, and when you're at work, you don't know what it is you do at home, okay? Which sounds crazy, but it's a commentary on how wrapped up we are, especially in America. Think about it. How wrapped up we all are our entire working lives with what we do for a living. I mean, think about it. When you meet somebody, it's one of the first things you say. You know, what do you do for a living? We tend to be very, we identify, I think more so in other countries, very strongly with, quote, what do you do for a living? What is your job? And it's an interesting series. Check it out if you're into that. It's a little sci-fi for me because obviously they're literally flipping a switch and making people forget what they do for a living. But it is this commentary on how hung, I don't want to say hung up we are,
sure,
but it is a major part of your identity for a lot of people, what you do when you go to work.
Interesting.
And
really interesting.
When you lose that in retirement, I think that can be very jarring to some people when your identity has been what you do and now that thing is gone.
Absolutely. I, you know, it's someone else told me about that and I never looked into it, but now since I heard it again, I might actually check it out.
Yeah, I kept scrolling by it because I'm like, what is this thing about? And people are like, oh, you got to watch it. It's a very interesting concept that how would we be different if we took that part of our identity away?
Wow.
And I want to remind everybody, if you are in retirement and you're feeling a little blue, my gosh, please, there is no shame in asking for help with that. Everyone goes through tough times. We know that. Tough times don't define us, Peter. Keep pushing through it and find your people. I always say that to people. Find your people in whatever community you're in. My parents are going through this right now because all of their friends were here, and you know they moved down south. They've got to find their people. Find what makes you happy. Find people you enjoy being around. All of those things are important when it comes to retirement. The phone number again, 1-800-880-8079. We are back with much more on The Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara. Straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that no matter the destination will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bombara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bombara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hey, welcome back to the Modern Money Show with the president of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bombara. And Peter, we want to spend a little bit of time this segment talking about recession. When is it? Where is it? Are we in it? You know, you see this on all of the cable news shows, experts debating every day whether or not we are already in a recession, with some Americans already bracing themselves for a downturn. I know this is a big question you get from your clients, and what are you telling them right now about that?
I mean, look, according to CNBC, about 74% of consumers are actually concerned about a recession because we've been hearing the word recession, or the scary R word, literally almost in the entire year.
Yep.
Right? We've been hearing this a lot, and I get it. So the odds of us going into a recession are fairly high. Okay. Now, they're dependent upon the stage that you're in, whether you're working, you're just about to retire, or you just retired. It's so important that you give this attention, okay? Because last year, when we briefly spoke about and heard that we spent too much money, we printed too much money,
yep,
as a country, and that increased an enormous level of inflation concerns. We're at over 40-year record highs, and we've seen it increasing and increasing and increasing. And just recently, we kind of have a small hold on this, but it's not official just yet. So we're hearing the words of recession, and we know that they want to increase these hikes, these interest rate hikes.
Yes.
And they told us before this, and it was actually happening. So it's really about, at that time, a year ago, who caught it? Because pretty much everyone knew that interest rate hikes were happening in 22. So it was really about, okay, who caught it? Who was listening? They pretty much wrote this on the wall for us. Now they're telling us, or the past couple of months, that be careful, because of these rate hikes, they're trying to cool the economy, slow down the economy. And this could possibly lead to a possible recession. So for some people, you want to make sure you're trying to figure out how to possibly reduce some expenses, right? Building up or increasing your emergency fund, again, depending upon who you are, if you're close to retirement or you're in retirement. If you do have fairly close steps to retirement, you want to try to make sure you're trying to pay down as much debt as possible. Obviously, you want to make sure that you're invested appropriately.
Yes.
This is why, and I've been saying this all year round, the analysis that we do actually puts you up against a possible recession. So what we do is like an X-ray view. We look inside of what you currently have built, and we come out with a number of different projections as to what can actually stand or withhold a possible recession. But we talk about this. I briefly talk about this in my book. I've been talking about this for the past year, Dana, but it's so important. If we happen to go into a recession, who is prepared? How are you prepared? What stage are you in? Are you about to retire in the next couple of months, 6 months, or a year? We have to make sure that these things are reviewed.
So the Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that some pain is on the horizon. There is no shock there. The Federal Reserve Chairman says the Fed will keep at its approach of raising interest rates until inflation is under control, but that is likely going to bring some pain, this is a direct quote, some pain to households and businesses. Small businesses, we know this, Peter, are likely to feel the pain the most as the cost of money goes up. And some economists say the Fed's push to slow the economy could translate to the loss of millions of jobs. We certainly haven't seen that yet, but could. The cost of everything is going up. Talk about debt and your clients, Peter, and how you counsel them, especially with the inflation we're seeing right now and the rate hikes. If you've got money sitting on a credit card, man, this is the time to get rid of it.
Yeah, you want to get rid of as much debt as possible. Now, look, there is good debt and there is bad debt, all right? And we're not going to have an entire show about, okay, what's good debt and bad debt, but I'm pretty sure some of you might know what I mean by good debt. But bad debt is the obvious, right? Who wants to have a hefty credit card bill? You don't want that. And if you happen to be swiping things away these past couple of months, please make sure you try to get rid of it as fast as possible. If you have this old credit card debt and you're slowly paying it off, well, did you try to negotiate with your current credit card company to ask them if you could send this credit card debt over to another card?
Yep.
And you can have maybe 12 months of interest free. And you don't have to worry about any kind of additional fees, and you just slowly pay it off. But cut that credit card in half and do not add more to it. But try to get rid of as much debt as possible. Also, a car. If you have any kind of car debt, get rid of it. If you have a very good rate on your mortgage or a line of credit, I would say don't worry about it, because that's actually pretty good debt, right?
Yep.
Decent debt. But again, some people don't like it, and everyone's different. That's why we're trying to be general as possible here. But get rid of as much debt as possible. But please make sure you increase your emergency funds. If we happen to really hit a wall and we're in this recession, can this recession last 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months? We don't know. We have no idea. All we do know is we're at 40-year record highs when it comes to inflation, which is a major, major problem. This is not something that we can neglect, okay? And if you think the market is just going to rebound the way it was before 2020, you're sleeping under a rock, because it doesn't work like that, okay? It doesn't work like that. Please protect yourself. Do a review. Do a financial review. Stay consistent on top of this. Try to keep a little bit more heavy cash if that's possible. But make sure you try to rebalance and do a review of what you currently have in place.
You know, the pandemic even had a big impact, Peter, on how people are preparing for retirement, what future expectations might be. A personal capital poll conducted by Qualtrics of people planning to retire in the next 5 years showed that inflation was their biggest concern for pre-retirees. So people are starting to pay attention, but I think they have questions about how am I going to be impacted, which is why we urge you to call Peter today, 1-800-880-8079. Inflation doesn't sleep. It's not going to stop. 1-800-880-8079. With a reminder, you can text book into the body of that same phone number, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. So if you're listening and you're worried, look, I might need a bigger nest egg for retirement to help cover some of the inflationary costs we're talking about. What is their first step, Peter? What do you want people to do?
One of the things that you should be doing is doing what's called a stress test review. A stress test analysis review is an x-ray vision on what you have in place, okay? And if you have one investment statement, one 401k, if you have five, it doesn't matter. We want to put this all together in one, okay?
Yep.
And doing an analysis to see if they communicate with each other, right? So that's going to be one thing, to make sure you're properly balanced, to make sure you're properly in the investments that you should be, and prepare yourself if there happens to be a major, major, major turndown, right? That's number one. Number two, we have to understand what your debt looks like. What kind of debt do you have? What can you shave off? What can you get rid of faster versus others, and how you prioritize it, right? And finally, we want to talk about your emergency funds. What do you have in place? So in the event, let's say you are retiring in 6 months, or you are retiring the end of this year, where do you start taking income from, right? If we happen to be in a major recession by end of year, one thing you probably don't want to touch are the risky investments, right? Because if they're going down in value, we call this reverse dollar cost average. You never, never touch an asset class in your beginning stages of retirement as they're dropping. All you're doing is shaving the future years off of retirement income. We could talk about this in regards to how the psychology of this actually works, but we want to make sure this is covered. I have a lot of this stuff in my book. I only have a couple of copies left for the show. Give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. Request a copy, a complimentary book, and I'll send one out to you as soon as possible. But I highly recommend requesting what's called a stress test review.
You know, MarketWatch says nobody suffers more from the high inflation than retirees. We know that. And you said this back in the 70s, retirees living on a fixed income were hit the hardest as prices continued to skyrocket. Every year, retirees got poorer. And as you mentioned, right now inflation is the highest we have seen in nearly 40 years. So this isn't going to go away, folks. Give Peter a call. Have him help you figure out how much you need for the retirement you've been dreaming about. Uncover the main risks posing a threat to your retirement: inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and skyrocketing healthcare costs. Help him guide you to protect, to the extent that we can, to protect that nest egg that you have worked so hard to build. 1-800-880-8079. Or Peter, have people go to the website, pcbfinancial.com. There is a lot of great information on that website as well. One of the things I want to wrap the show talking about is the number one question people ask you, Peter: how much do I need and how long will it last, right? I want to remind everybody, 2 out of 3 men listening underestimate the life expectancy of the average 65-year-old man. Half of the women underestimate it, but 2 out of 3 men underestimate it, and that can be a big problem when you are planning for retirement. No one likes to talk about that, Peter, but we're not going to be here forever, and you've got to plug that into your stress test. How long do you think people are going to be around? And again, 2 out of 3 men listening will underestimate the life expectancy of the average 65-year-old man. And then you got to start talking healthcare costs, Peter.
Absolutely. And you know what? Some folks have to be careful about some projections that they're seeing. Because sometimes if you look on your 401k statements and they might show to you that you can take out X amount of dollars when you retire.
Right.
Please do not go by that. That is, I don't even know why they would ever put that on paper. And in a small disclosure on the bottom, they tell you, of course, this is not guaranteed, and we're using this kind of a rule and making sure you have this kind of return. Do not follow that. I'm telling you right now, if you follow that, all you're doing is planning for a disaster. Do not follow that. You have to do what's called a stress test annual, a stress test review, and you want to make sure you're comparing multiple different ways, not just one or not just what you see on paper, multiple different ways of how to produce income and an action game plan in the event what your options are. Yep. If we do have a recession, what do you touch?
Because don't forget, Peter, we know the cost of everything doubles about every 20 years. So
that's
if you're listening and you're 65, those costs are going to double by the time you are 85 years old.
So those numbers, please do not follow those numbers, okay? We'll talk about inflation protection. We'll talk about the increase of inflation. We'll talk about the what ifs in regards to if the markets happen to go down 30, 40% once or twice during retirement. All these projections we have these calculated software systems that we pay a lot of money for to show us the options. Please don't follow what you happen to see on a statement that says you might get X amount of dollars when you retire.
Great advice.
That is just going to be a disaster.
1-800-880-8079 or always on the web, pcbfinancial.com. Peter, thank you as always for joining us. Thank you, our listeners, for joining us each week as we break down some of the most important critical topics in retirement. Peter, make it a great week, and we'll be back here next week with much more for our listeners on the program.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.